Inasmuch as we are fearfully and wonderfully made, let's work through the process of designing lives that fulfill our divine purpose. Welcome to the Life Design Studio. I'm Volante Maria, host of the Life Design Studio podcast. The Life Design Studio is actually a system of tools that include ebooks, e-blasts, videos, and courses to really help you through that process of designing the life of your dreams, where I coach you through that process and share strategies that I have learned to help you overcome absolutely anything. So if you're interested in joining me in the studio, go to the website at www.bydesign.network. That's BYDESIGN.NETWORK. Today, I want to talk about the importance of living in the moment, being present in the moment. We're in this age where we are constantly streaming, we're going live, we're taking pictures and videos, and we're posting them. And sometimes in doing that, we're really missing out on some of life's most beautiful moments. We don't want to live life after the fact. We want to be present in the moment. And I thought about this because the other night I was out with a friend, and he said to me, well, don't be posting these pictures on social media. And at first I was kind of annoyed by the request. But then when I thought about it, if I'm taking pictures that I'm going to post, then I got to make sure my hair is right. You know, I'm touching up makeup and lip gloss and all of that. And I'm trying to angle myself just right so I look good in the pictures. And, you know, you got people, okay, take it again, take it again. And when I thought about that, I got it. You know, he was kind of just saying, I want to just really enjoy the evening without worrying about all of that. You know, and you asking people to take 15 different shots of a picture to just get the one right shot to post. And all of those things take away. And during the pandemic, during the quarantine, one thing we were all forced to do was slow down. And for me, after that, I promised myself I would never operate at the same pace that I was pre-pandemic. I don't care when the whole world opens back up. I'm never going to run like that. You know, the world sped up to a pace that was just impossible. It made it almost impossible to live your best life if you tried to keep up. And we all kind of needed to slow down. Even the concept of multitasking and juggling, they're very close. But, you know, my mom used to say to me, juggling is for clowns. And inevitably, you're going to drop something and you can't really enjoy everything. I used to take multiple engagements on a day, and then we get to the place where we say, I'm going to show my face, quote unquote. And when you do that, when you just show your face at an event and leave and pop in and out and go from event to event, you're really not doing anyone any good. The people, you come into their event, but you're not really enhancing that event. You're not there long enough to enjoy it yourself. So you kind of spend your life just bouncing from place to place. And it leads to a level of burnout. An exhaustion that is just not worth it. I know for me, I'm 51 years old, and now I have two grandkids. And when they were first born, all I wanted to do, when the second one was born, it was just this whole new dynamic of spending time with two kids. I only have one daughter. And the concept of spending time with two kids at a time was really new to me. And I enjoyed it so much. And for the first month or two, I felt guilty, right? Because I felt like I was letting people down and I wasn't showing up and I wasn't being there. And then I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. You're showing up for the people who matter and need you and appreciate you the most. And that's when I kind of shifted my life. And that's where your faith comes in, because in my mindset is that, especially being an entrepreneur, if I don't work, I don't eat, right? That's my mindset. And it got to a point, you know, outside of the pandemic, or not outside of it, during the pandemic. For me, it was a trying time. I went through a period during the pandemic where my mother was on hospice, and then she passed away, and we had to figure all of that out during the pandemic. And it was an extremely stressful time for me, and I got to a place where I was just burnt out, because from the time she got sick to the time she died to after the fact, I did not stop. I was still trying to be there for everybody, and I really felt myself start to unravel. Even with this podcast, I started this podcast 2 years ago, but this is the first podcast I've actually done in almost 2 years, because I completely lost myself. And when you lose yourself and you lose time like that, you never get it back. There's no such thing as redeeming time. So what I had to do was let it go, figure it all out, and just jump back in and get back to doing the things that I love, the things that bring me passion, the things that I enjoy, the things that make the most impact for other people. That is the sweet spot in life. Things that you do well, things that you enjoy doing, and things that make the most impact for other people. And so once I figured that out, I learned how to be present and relax. For so many years, I was in one place and my mind was in another place. I was doing what I felt like I had to do, and I never really got around to doing what I wanted to do. And then I looked up again and I turned 50, and I turned 50 during the pandemic, so I couldn't really do anything. And I looked around and went, oh no, this will not be my life. I had a friend that would consistently text me and say, this is not your life. It's going to get better. And I held on to that. And so back to what I was saying about faith, my mind was such that you got to do all of this stuff just in order to survive. But when I got burnt out, I stopped and I let it all go. And guess what? I'm still here. I still had a roof over my head. I still ate every day. I didn't lose anything. God did not create anyone that he cannot sustain, and he sustained me through that. See, God is the creator. He's the master creator. But at the creation, he gave mankind dominion. He created us, planted us in this world, and gave us dominion. That is the freedom to be the architect of our lives. So why do we give up that freedom and allow life to dictate what we should do, when we should do it, and how we should do it, and not listen to that divine spirit that's inside of us leading us, and we're ripping and running? You know, it's so funny. Years ago, I had a friend, and he told his daughter to stop ripping and running. And the girl looked at him and she said, Daddy, I know what running is. What is ripping? You know, and so we do that. We're ripping and running, as they say, and going everywhere and doing everything and not accomplishing the things that really mean something. And again, at this age, I think I'm going to do a segment or episode dedicated to my age group, because at this point, the Generation Xers, right, you know, those of us who are 49, 50, 40s and 50s, that age group, and 60s, that age group, I'm hearing a lot of my peers say things like, I followed the rules, I went to school, I did what I was supposed to do, and this is it. They're not happy because they try to fit into a rigid society of what would make them popular, or what would get them money, or what would do all of these things. But the joy and the peace and the happiness and that meaningfulness of life is missing. And if that's the way that you're feeling right now, I'm encouraging you, slow down. Take a look at what really matters to you. Think about when you feel your best, and then you make sure that you do that as much as you possibly can. I know that some of us are in situations where we can't make a sudden change, and I get that, but at least recognize it and make a plan. If you're working a job that you hate, no, you cannot walk off from your job because you need income. But put together a plan. Start looking for another job. Start a side business or something. There has to be something in your life that feeds your soul. There has to be something that you're doing that fulfills that sense of purpose. That is the difference from at the end of the day when your head hitting the pillow. That's the difference between you feeling drained and burnt out and you feeling tired but accomplished. The Dr. Miles Monroe, right before he died, he made a speech and he was talking about dying empty. And he said that when I die, I want to die empty. I want to have emptied out all of my divine gifts. I want to have done everything that I wanted to do. And his death was untimely and he did die relatively young. But oh my goodness, the impact that he left in this world. And that is my goal. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter how much money you have if you're miserable. All of those things will pass away. One of my favorite people is Steve Jobs. And I say my favorite in terms of his innovation. And I am an Apple team Apple all the way. Just the quality of the products that he created, which is what makes me a huge fan of Steve Jobs. But at the end of his life, he was extremely ill. And when I watched the late videos of him and the state that he was in physically when he died, and I thought about that, all of the money that he had, right? Every time Apple drops a product, you can't even get it right away because people are lined up to get it and they're pre-ordering it online. All of that he created, but none of that could give him his health back. When I was little, the older people in church would say, "Wow, the blood is running warm in my veins." You know, I must be getting old because a lot of those sayings are coming back to me now. And they have a whole nother level of meaning. As I mentioned with my granddaughters, when I sit there and when I'm talking to them and when I'm watching them interact and when I'm listening to them play, you know, and when the youngest one, when she looks at me and she moves her mouth to try to mimic my words, those are moments that are priceless. I can't afford to just show my face for my grandkids. I want to be present with them. When they're here, my phone is off. It's not even in the same room with me. It's not even on the same level of the house with me because they have my undivided attention. Give your life your undivided attention. We need to unwind. We need to log off and pay attention to life. Go outside and just breathe in the fresh air. Take a walk. Think about it. You know, when I interview people, or sometimes when I'm coaching, I'll ask people, what do they like to do? Do you know that most people can't even tell me? They'll start with what they've got to do. I got to do this. I got to do that. Okay. You have not gotten to what you want to do. Life is too short. In the last 2 years, so many people have died. If you are still in the land of the living, there is a reason. There is a purpose for you. There is a reason you woke up this morning. There is a reason for you to wake up tomorrow morning. There is something for you to do. Make it your priority to find out what that is and spend the rest of your life being present. If you do not know where to start, I can help you with that. Again, visit me online at www.bydesign.network. I'm on Instagram, Vellante Maria by Design Network. I'm on YouTube, the Life Design Studio. I'm on Facebook. Follow me and reach out to me. Send me emails, comments, whatever it is, and let's work together so that you can design the life that you want to live. Remember, be present. The next time you're someplace and you're really enjoying yourself, I dare you, turn your phone off. Suck it in. Just soak it all in. Don't go live. Don't take pictures. Don't post. Just sit there, absorb it, and enjoy it. Slow down, take deep breaths, and be present in the moment and enjoy every beautiful moment that life has to offer you. The Life Design Studio podcast is a By Design Network production. Visit us online at www.bydesign.network.